Well, gracious and loving God, right now we just come to you with open hearts, open minds, just asking you to show us, to teach us how to be merciful. Father, we know that it's not that hard of a thing to do. We just need to open our hearts and our minds and receive as we give. Father, we thank you for this day. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Well, as we begin today, we'll be keying on verse 7. The scripture will be Matthew 5, 1, 2, and 7. Hear the word of God. When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him and committed climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and he taught his climbing companions. This is what he said. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you find yourselves cared for. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, as we start today, we know today is All Saints Day. We also realize that it's Communion Sunday. But today, as we prepare for communion and our next beatitude, we also remember those who went on before us. The actual All Saints Day, of course, is on Friday, but celebrated on this first Sunday after it. As we move forward, remember the mercy of those who went on before us. Verse 7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they will show mercy. We know that the fifth beatitude is quite unique in its own. It is reflective. You know, while the poor in spirit receives the kingdom, or the meek inherit the earth, those who show mercy receive exactly what they show, mercy. The reward of mercy is quite simply mercy. Now, mercy is has elaborated from the landscape of our culture, leaving us dry, crusty, hardened. We are a permissive people, but then we show no mercy. How distant is mercy from all the ad campaigns which are prepared for us? They're peppered, if you will. They tersely ponder us, saying, but you deserve only the best mattress. You deserve a new car. You deserve a week in the Bahamas. These billboards do not know us, but they will drive me away from mercy, which has nothing to do with being deserving. We're so practiced at self-justification, at rationalizing and explaining. We feel entitled. I'm owed a good life, and if I don't get it, I get busy blaming somebody. And so often mercy is a stranger. And so mercy is a stranger. Do you see where we're going? So what is mercy? Think back over your life. Mercy is not something that we define so much as something for which we cry out in desperation. Mercy. Deep inside, don't you crave mercy? To be loved despite your craziness, to be handled tenderly. And we don't need to be tender, merciful, forgiving of others. We are such hard, tough, cool, smooth, crusty people. But how sad is that, and how tragic. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. We are not very open to mercy, and we are not so merciful, and so we receive no mercy. You know, mercy is a pouring out. Mercy is when I unscrew the lid on what is precious to me and pour it out to you. I may not think I have all that much to pour out, but the merciful pour anyway, thinking only of the wounded one who needs the healing balm of mercy. Nothing. How believe Jesus listeners' word. The merciful are far less interested in their own honor than in mercy. Their only honor is mercy. The merciful do not get tangled in the thicket of who deserves what or calculations of whether their mercy would be productive or not. The merciful are merciful because they have received mercy from the same Jesus who said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Merciful is not just an inner attitude, although it is an inner attitude. Okay? Merciful is something that you do. You know, if you look at it, you plan to get busy being merciful. But when you are prepared at a moment's notice to let the schedule be shredded, for like a good Samaritan, you see somebody beaten up on the side of the road, and instead of guessing why he's in the pickle that he's in, instead of being a ultra responsible as punctual for your next meeting, you are merciful. You know, if we look at it, we know that when we step outside our comfort zone, like the Samaritan did, stepped out and went and helped somebody they didn't know. They had no reason to help. All the people from the church, what did they do? They crossed over to the other side of the street. They didn't want to get involved. You know, so many times when I teach classes, the thing that I get people to try to understand that, you know, something happens on the road, most of the time people just keep on going. One of the videos I showed shows a person that collapses on the street, the daughter yells for help. Everybody just walks on by like there's nothing happening. One guy's on the side, he's sitting there in front of him, he hears a yell, he looks, and he puts. The two good Samaritans heard the yell. They go back and they offer help. You know, to me, that is just, you know, so unfathomable that people just walk by. You know, one of the people just walk right on by and she's sitting there screaming. And it's like, I don't have time. We all have time to help each other. We all have time to know that everything that's going on is not about us. It's about what we're called to do. In mercy, I show respect. I shed respect. I shed dignity on the ones whose self-respect and sense of dignity have been shredded. Mercy does not spout forth all the answers. Mercy has no need to justify or to explain. Mercy never trivializes suffering with the trite expectations of why. Mercy listens, gets inside the other skull, letting the tears soak onto our own shoulder. So what is it saying there? What we need to do is quite simple. Be that shoulder. Somebody needs to cry. We're there. We can share what they need. We can be with them and help them through whatever it is they're dealing with. We know that everything happens for a reason. You know, if we're looking at it, as you go down, like Tracy was sharing yesterday, she went and provided treats for the kids on behalf of the church. Could that not be considered mercy? Here's my thought. The little hand sanitizers that were given out. Wow, did that not get her name out there for people in the area to think, you know, hey, there's a little church over here that cares about me. That church is merciful. They're willing to help no matter what's going on, no matter how carnal, I feel there's somebody that actually cares about me, cares about my health, cares about helping me through whatever's going on. It is that simple. Open our hearts and minds to listen to that small voice that tells us who needs us, who needs us to step up and to help them. You know, as we go through the rest of this week, I shared with you earlier that as we get the Sunday before Thanksgiving, we will be telling everybody and each other what we're thankful for. You know, it's very important to realize that this mercy that I'm talking about is without a doubt something we should be thankful for. Jesus Christ went to the cross for each and every one of us. He stepped out and did what none of us would do. Let's be honest. You know, now if it's one of our, somebody's child, yeah, we're going to step up and do something. But for somebody we don't even know, somebody that's not even born yet, we know that everything that we're doing should be about what we're called to be, the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. For as we show mercy and receive mercy, our hearts are purged, and we are awestruck to glimpse some purity inside. So today, we're going to celebrate the showing of the greatest mercy ever shown on this earth. The mercy shown on that cross at Calvary. Folks, it's something we do not deserve. It's something that is given to us with no expectation of return. Or is it? Just like he told those from the cross. Hey, they don't know what they do. They didn't have the example, this firsthand post, if you will, that we did. Seeing that unconditional love that's shared through each and every one of us. That is called mercy. Let us pray. Father God, again, we praise you for this day. We praise you for the words that you have given in just that they sink into each one of us' heart and minds. To remember that there are people out there that we can help. There are people out there that we should show mercy. Because you showed mercy for us. Father, as we prepare to go forward this day, keep us mindful to look for those in need. Look for those who just need that small, comforting voice. We ask you all these things in Christ's precious name.